愿大家平安。
May peace be to all of you。
那我们来看以赛亚书三十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 37。
以赛亚书三十七章。
Isaiah 37。
三十一节。
Verse 31. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
好，我们再看同样以赛亚书的二十七章第六节。
Turn to Isaiah 27, verse 6. Isaiah 27, verse 6. Those who come, he shall cause to take root in Jacob.Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit.
以赛亚书分作两部分。
The book of Isaiah was divided into two.
从第一章到三十九章在讲神的公义。
From chapters 1 to 39, it talks about the righteousness of God.
就是因为他们离开神去拜偶像。
Because the nation had departed from the Lord to worship idols.
而且不听先知的劝勉，回头。
They did not heed the instructions from the prophets to return.
所以他们要面对神的公义。
Therefore, they had to face the judgment of God.
就是以后会被掳到巴比伦七十年。
In the future, they will be taken into exile into Babylon for 70 years.
但是神还有一个本性就是慈爱。
However, there's another component of God, which is mercy.
所以从三十九章开始就在描写神对他们的应许。
Therefore, beginning from chapter 39, the book tells of God's promises to them.
就是应许他们要回来。
Which is promising them of their return.
应许他们要再一次的繁荣昌盛。
Promising them that once again they shall blossom and be prosperous.
所以三十七章的三十一节说，这些逃脱余剩的就是被掳归回的人。
Therefore, in chapter 37, verse 31, said that this remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again bear fruit. They shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
我们仔细看啊，这里有一个根，也有一个果。
Let's pay attention here. It mentions about a root and fruit.
根看不见。
We cannot see the root.
它是在地上。
It is deep inside the soil.
果是看得见的。
But we can see the fruit.
它是长在地上，一个在地，根是在地下。
Fruit is born above the ground, and one is underneath the ground.
那这有一个次序。
There's also a sequence here.
先要往下扎根，然后才能够向上结果。
First, we have to take root downward. Only then can we bear fruit upward.
那这个往下扎根，以当时来讲，就是他们跟神的关系。
Taking root downward at that time, it means to build a relationship with God.
就在心里的最深处要重新跟神建立关系。
Which is in the deepest parts of the heart, they have to establish a relationship with God.
因为在先知书里面，神一直提到他们的信仰已经变表面化。
Because in the prophetic books, the Bible constantly reminds them that their faith has been only superficialized.
他们的信仰只剩下守节跟献祭。
Their faith only come to two things, which is to keep the festivals and offer sacrifices.
以色列民有七大节期，五大献祭。
The Israelite nation keeps seven festivals and five major sacrifices.
所以我如果这个做了，我就很好的神的选民。
So as soon as they've accomplished all this, they consider themselves a good person. They are a good nation to God.
但是神说，你献的祭我不悦纳。
However, God said, I do not accept your sacrifices.
你要守节，神也不愿意接受。
Even if you keep your festivals, I do not accept them.
为什么？因为那个心里的最深处，他们已经离开了神。
Because in their deepest points of their hearts, they have departed from the Lord.
他们已经离开神的本质。
They have departed from the basic essence of God.
神的本质就是行公义，
好怜悯。Basic nature of God is to be righteous and to love mercy.
那神这个本质对人的要求就是要人谦卑的顺服他。
And the basic nature of God requires men that they should be humble enough to submit to Him.
那生活失去了神的本质。
If we have lost the basic nature of God in our lifestyle,
只是外在的守节跟献祭，这没有办法取悦神。
And we only keep the superficial sacrifices and festivals. In this way, we cannot obtain the favor from God.
那今天以这个来看我们的信仰。
So using this concept, we take a look at our own faith.
我们常常觉得我每安息日都有去守安息日。
We often feel that, hey, we come to observe the Sabbath day.
那奉献持一捐我都做到了。
I also offer tithes.
所以我应该是不错的基督徒。
So I should consider myself a good Christian.
如果我们这样想，我们就是重复以色列民的想法。
If we think this way, then we are reiterating the thinking of the Israelite nation.
我们跟神的关系最重要是心的最深处啊。从那里开始的。
The most important relationship with God is to, from the deepest of our hearts, we establish it with God.
我们对神的态度是什么？
What is our attitude to God?
这个是最重要的。
This is the most important thing.
所以要向下扎根，重新建立跟神的关系，才能够向上结果。
Therefore, we have to take root downward to establish once again the relationship with God. Then we can bear fruit upward.
那个向上结果就是犹太人会继续蒙福、繁荣、昌盛。
To be able to bear fruit upward means the Jewish nation will be blessed and prosper once again.
好，那我们从这一个话语再来看教会的成长。
And from these words of God, we shall take a look at the prosperity of the church.
因为整个教会集合就是神的选民。
Because the whole people in the church, it is the nation of God.
在属灵上我们就是以色列人。
In the spiritual sense, we are the Israelites.
以色列的意思就是神的王子。
The meaning of the word Israel is the prince of God.
所以整个教会的集合就是神的王子，是基督的心腹。
So the whole unity of the church is the prince of God, the bride of Christ.
我们大家都很希望教会成长。
So all of us wish the progress of the church.
这原来也是神的旨意。
And this is also the will of God.
但是教会成长要怎么做？
So however, how do we accomplish the progress of the church?
如果我们没有读圣经，
If we do not read the Bible,
我们很精通世界的这些经营理念。
And we are very well versed with all the management concepts of the world.
我们很自然会把社会的观念搬到教会来。
Naturally, we will bring in the concepts of the world into the church.
但是社会跟教会不一样。
However, the society is different from the church.
社会是属地的，教会是属天的。
The society belongs on this earth, and the church belongs to heaven.
社会是属人的，教会是属神的。
Society belongs to mankind, but the church belongs to God.
所以要让教会成长，要回到神的话来看。
Therefore, to establish growth in the church, we have to return back to the words of God.
这个教会的成长其实包括两个意思。
Actually, the growth of the church are composed of two things.
就是主耶稣对我们交代的两个使命。
Which are the two commands that the Lord Jesus have given to us?
第一个要牧养我的羊。
First is to feed my lambs.
第二个要传福音。
Secondly, is to preach the gospel.
那这个牧养神的羊，既然主耶稣把我们大家当作羊
，since the Lord Jesus have seen and considered us as His lambs.
主耶稣说：“我来要叫羊得生命。
”I have come so that my lamb and my sheep will receive life.
所以在我们受洗的时候
，so at the moment when we were baptized,
与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
We were dead in Christ. We were buried and resurrected to life.
我们已经得到生命。
We have received life.
但这只是开始。
However, that is only the beginning.
主耶稣说要得到更丰盛的生命。
The Lord Jesus said we have to receive again the most abundant life.
这个叫做结果子。
This is to bear fruit.
那更丰盛的生命是什么？
To receive the abundant life, what is it?
更丰盛的生命就是主耶稣的生命。
This abundant life is the life of Jesus.
就是我们能够把主耶稣的样式在我们生活中表现出来。
Which is to manifest the nature of the Lord Jesus in our daily lives.
让我们的生活让别人能够看到主耶稣。
So that other people may see the Lord Jesus in our lifestyle.
那这样我们在生活中就可以造就人，可以荣耀神。
In this way, in our daily lives, we can edify man and we can glorify God.
这个叫做结果子。
This is the meaning of bearing fruit.
在生活中把主耶稣的形象表现出来。
In our daily lives, we shall reflect and manifest the image of Jesus Christ.
那传福音结果子就是有慕道者，慕道者会受洗，信徒增加。
When we preach the gospel and we shine the image of Christ, then our truth-seeking friends will believe and be baptized, and our members will grow.
这个大家所愿意见到的，我们也很高兴能够见到这样。
This is what we desire to see, and we're happy to see it.
所以当我们一想到教会要人数增加，我们就想到很多的计划。
Therefore, when we think we want to grow the number of people in the church, we will make a lot of plans.
要有很多人就要觉得很要计划很多的活动。
Many people will think of planning different activities.
当然这个用意都是好的。
Of course, these come from good intentions.
但是我们还是要回到圣经来。
However, we should also return to the Bible.
要往下扎根才能够向上结果。
We have to take root downward. Only then can we bear fruit upward.
如果扎根这一步做得好。
If we pay attention to taking root downward,
那结果就变成很自然。
So bearing fruit becomes all natural.
如果扎根做得不好,
if we do not do a good work in taking root,
结果是没有办法勉强的。
We cannot force to bear fruit.
那我们现在就来看使徒教会怎么扎根。
So now let us take a look at how the apostolic church take root.
那再回来看我们教会应该怎么做。
Then we will reflect upon our church what we should do.
使徒行传第二章,
Acts chapter 2,
41节跟42节,
verses 41 and 42.
请读。
Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
好，我们再看十四七节。
Then we refer to verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
四十二节是扎根。Verse
42 refers to taking root.
啊，因为扎根，所以生活有个很大的改变。Because
of taking root, they have a change in their lifestyles.
那四十七节是结果。And
verse 47 refers to the fruit they bore.
啊。 主将得救的人天天加给他们。
The Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
这个是我们今天非常想望的。
This is what we truly desire in today's time.
但是我们要回到42节一步一步来做。
However, we shall return step by step to verse 42.
什么叫做扎根的生活？
What is the meaning of a lifestyle of taking root?
第一个要恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Firstly, we have to continue to steadfastly be in the apostles' doctrine.
使徒的教训就是主耶稣的教训。The
apostles' doctrines are the doctrines of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那遵守使徒的教训就是让主耶稣的话成为我们生活的一部分。To
continue in the apostles' doctrine is to allow the words of the Lord Jesus to be a part of our lives.
主耶稣是道成肉身。
The Lord Jesus is the word that is manifested in the flesh.
所以我们仔细去分析主耶稣的生活。
So we analyze deeply the lives of Jesus.
每一个动作, 每一个生活方式, 你都可以领悟到一些道理。
From his every action and his lifestyle, we can gain a truth.
但是我们还没有认识神之前。
However, before we come to know about Christ,
我们大部分是根据社会的文化、家庭的教养, 书本所教的这样来生活。
We pay a great attention and follow the lifestyle based on our what society teaches us, its moral values, and the school and in our families.
但是社会的文化、家庭的教导、书本所学的很多里面根本就没有神。
But what we receive from the society, from our families and our schools, most of them do not teach us about God.
神的分量有时候等于零。
The value of God is found nowhere over there.
因为这些一切都是以人本为出发点。
Because these came from the initial point of a human standpoint.
那现在要把神在我们生活中成为零, 要变成100。
And now we would like to bear 100% of fruit when we do not have, when we have 0% of God.
这个叫做扎根。
That is not taking root.
就是让我们的生活能够扎在神的话语上。
We want to take root on the word of God.
那为着让我们生活扎在神的话语上,
In order to take root on the word of God,
至少有两步,
there are two steps
我们要做,
we have to do.
第一个, 我们要学习神的话。
Firstly, we have to study the words of God.
学习神的话, 我们才知道神要我们做什么。
Only when we study the word of God can we know what we have to do.
我们才知道神在每一件事情他的想法是什么。
Then we can understand what the thinking of God is on every matter.
我们才能够认识神。
Then we can come to know God.
我们才能够把神活出来。
Then we can live out God.
我们现在看使徒行传17章。
Now we take a look at Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传17章。
Acts chapter 17.
11节。
Verse 11. Verse 11, these were more fair-minded men than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
11节.
Verse 10, then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews.
这里说, 他们到皮利亚。
Here it says that they were sent to Berea.
然后11节, 这里一个比较, 皮利亚人咸于帖撒罗尼迦人。
And in verse 11, there's a comparison of the Bereans to the Thessalonians. The Bereans were more fair-minded.
这个咸是什么意思?
What is the meaning of being more fair-minded?
如果现在来话讲, 就是说, 他的素质比, 属灵的素质比较好。
In today's terms, it means that their spiritual quality is better.
属灵的不是世界上。
The spiritual qualities.
为什么?
Why?
他说要天天查考神的道。
Because they search the scriptures daily.
要晓得这个道是与不是。
To find out whether these things were so.
这样我们才能够来行，把神的道活出来。
Only then can we live out the words of God.
天天查考神的道。
Searching the scriptures daily.
有时候我们虽然信主很久。
Sometimes we, even though we have believed in Christ for a long time.
但是也说起来很惭愧啊, 圣经读一遍的人不多。
We are very ashamed to acknowledge that most of us have not read the Bible once.
最近有一个信徒, 他在讲他的感想。
Recently, there was a believer who reflected upon his life.
他说他也信主几十年。
He said he had also believed in God for many years.
也很热心聚会。
He was fervent in keeping services.
但是圣经都没有读过一遍。
However, he has never read the Bible once.
那一直到最近他那个教会不是我们这里, 推行这个有系统的读经。
Until the point of time that at his local church, not at our church, they set up a systematic reading system of the Bible.
然后每个礼拜那个讲台都是根据读经的进度来解释。
And every week, what is mentioned in the pulpit will be based on that week's reading schedule.
所以他就照着教会的读经进度这样来读。
So he followed the Bible reading schedule set by the church to read the Bible.
他说现在他已经读两遍。
He said that he had finished reading the Bible through twice.
那读两遍啊, 有什么影响?
What influence has the Bible on him?
他说他现在对整本圣经在讲什么觉得很有概念。
He said he had a great understanding on the infrastructure of the words of the Bible.
那我们教会也有读经进度。
And we do have a Bible reading schedule in our church.
一个礼拜六章。
In one week, we have six chapters.
因为第七天休息嘛, 所以体谅大家, 第七天没有。
On the seventh day, we shall rest, so we have understanding to everyone. We do not read the Bible.
那如果我们照这个进度来读,
but if we follow this Bible reading schedule,
那我们在聚会都是按这个进度来讲,
during the services, we speak concerning the Bible reading of that day.
我们大概3年半圣经会读一遍。
In about 3.5 years, we will have read the Bible once through.
那我们信主7年,圣经就读2遍。
And if we have believed in Christ for 7 years, we will have read the Bible twice.
如果我们信主14年, 圣经就读4遍。
And if we have believed in God for 14 years, then we have read the Bible 4 times.
那这就是皮利亚人所做的。
These are what that had been done by the Bereans.
这是要遵守神的话第一步。
To obey the word of God, the first step.
就是要天天查考。
Is to search the scriptures daily.
那第二个就是要把它行出来。
And secondly is to act them out.
圣经是一本百科全书。
The Bible is a book of encyclopedia.
我们生活的每一个层面, 圣经都有。
Every facet of our life are described in the Bible.
从我们个人,
from our personal life,
到婚姻,
to our marriage,
到家庭,
to our family life,
到教养孩子,
to our parenting skills,
到我们对人生的计划,
and our major guideline of plan
对钱,
for our life.
对钱财的看法,
and our viewpoints on financial
对成功的观念,
matters.
成功的观念,
and our thinking on success.
对将来的计划, 人生的集中追求,
and our plan for our purpose of life.
这圣经都很清楚的。
These are all stated clearly in the Bible.
那如果我们读了圣经, 我们把它行出来。
If after we have read the Bible and we act them out,
我们就发现我们, 每一部分都在进步。
We will realize that in each facet of our lives, we are improving.
因为神的话进到我们里面,
once the word of God enters into our lives,
我们的观念会改变。
our viewpoints and concepts of life will change.
所以如果有个慕道朋友到我们教会来慕道。
So if there is a truth-seeking friend coming to our church to seek the truth.
他真的很认真在追求。
And he diligently searched the scriptures.
过了三个月你问他。
After 3 months, you ask this person again.
说你跟你先生跟你太太有没有觉得有没有什么不同。
Have you felt any difference in your relationship with your spouse?
他一定会讲开始觉得不一样。
He or she will say that he felt differently.
哪里不一样。
What is the difference?
想法不一样。
The viewpoints are different now.
那为什么想法不一样。
Why is the viewpoint different now?
因为我们开始在查考神的话，我们的想法会越来越跟圣经一样。
Because the more we search the scriptures, our viewpoints will be more and more aligned with the Bible.
观念会真理化。
Our concepts will be more geared toward the truth.
那我们的想法跟圣经一样，我们的心就往上提。
When our viewpoints are more similar to the Bible, then our spirituality will be lifted higher and higher.
那我们的配偶他的想法还是地上的。
Even though our spouse's faith are still on the ground.
所以就会发现有不一样。
We will see a difference there.
那这个不一样是往正向发展。
But this difference is geared toward the positive.
因为往神发展就是往正向发展。
Because growing toward God is growing to the positive.
所以读圣经改变我们的观念。
Therefore, reading the Bible and changing our concepts.
那观念一改变生活就很容易改变。
Once our perceptions are different, then it is easier for us to adjust our lives.
观念如果没有改变生活很难改变。
If our perceptions are not changed, then it is hard for us to change our lives.
因为我们一生的果效是从心发出来的。
Because all the issues of life comes from our heart.
所以我们常常发现全家人一起在沟通，有时候很好沟通。
So we often realize that it is very easy for us to communicate as a family.
因为观念都一样。
Because we all hold the same perception.
因为我们都是从圣经来。
Everything comes from the Bible.
所以就没有什么代沟问题。
There's no generation gap.
因此第二步就是要行神的道。
And the second step is to act out the word of God.
那当我们开始行神的道。
When we begin to act out the word of God.
我们就开始成圣。
Then we start to be sanctified.
所以主耶稣说，你们住在世界，不属世界。
So the Lord Jesus said, "You who live in the world, you are not of the world."
但是你要在世界上成圣。
But you shall be sanctified in the world.
那怎么成圣？
How are you going to be sanctified?
真理叫我们成圣。
The truth will sanctify us.
因为神的话是圣的。
Because the word of God is holy.
那圣的另外一边是什么？
What is the opposite side of holy?
就是俗。
It is to be secular.
世俗俗化。
To be secularized in the world.
所以这个教会要往上提。
So if we want to lift up and grow in the church,
这个神才会同在。
Only then can God abide with us.
如果教会跟社会一样，
if the church is the same as it is in the society,
神就很难同在。
It is hard for God to abide with us.
因为社会是以人为中心的。
Because the society as focal point are mankind.
是俗化的。
It is secularized.
所以我们在教会里面就是要鼓励大家读经。
So in the church, we encourage everyone to read the Bible.
然后把它行出来。
And then act it out.
那行道理离不开三点。
When we act out the words of God, we will not depart from these three points.
第一个，对我们自己要求要行公义。
We will require ourselves to act justly.
就是我所做的、所想的、所说的，要在神面前是对的。
Our actions, our speech, and what we do are all aligned and gain favor in the sight of God.
那要在神面前认为是对的，我先要认识神。
To be right in the eyes of God, firsthand, we have to know God.
我才知道他看什么是对的。
Only then can we know what it is that is considered good.
第二个好怜悯。
Secondly, is to love mercy.
对别人的爱心。
We will have love to others.
那这个爱心要在知识跟见识上多而又多。
This love shall abound more and more based on the truth and wisdom.
就是我们的爱真的对他有帮助。
Which means that our love truly benefit the other party.
这需要知识还有智慧。
This requires knowledge and wisdom.
那知识跟智慧从圣经来的。
And knowledge and wisdom all comes from the Bible.
这是我们跟人的关系。
This refers to our relationship with men.
那第三个就是我们跟神的关系。
And thirdly is our relationship with God.
要存谦卑的心跟神同行。
We need to be humble and walk with our God.
就是要认识神。
That means we need to know God.
我们才能够跟着他行。
Only then can we walk with God.
所以行道就是这三方面。
To act out the words of God is defined by these three points.
对自己、对别人、对神有合宜的关系。
Regarding ourselves to others and to God, what kind of a relationship we have?
所以第一个要扎根在神的话上，把它行出来。
So meaning, firstly, we need to take root in the words of God.
好，那我们
act out the word of God.
回来看《使徒行传》第二章四十二节。
Let's come back to Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
这个第二点说他们彼此交接。
Secondly, here it tells us that they were in fellowship.
那这个交接的观念，如果用英文再翻回来，就是团契。
In the English version, it tells us this word was fellowship.
我们现在来看约翰一书。
Now we take a look at 1 John.
约翰一书的第二第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第一章的第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
第四节。
Verse 4, and these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
这里说我将这个话写给你们，让你喜乐可以充足。
Here it says that these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
充足是什么？
What is the meaning of being full?
百分之百。
100%.
我们的喜乐可以百分之百的满足。
We can be satisfied with joy with 100%.
那这要怎么做呢？
So what shall we do?
那第三节就讲两种的团契。
Verse 3 refers to two types of fellowship.
第一个是我们跟主耶稣并他儿子耶稣基督的团契。
The first type is a fellowship with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ.
那第二个是弟兄姊妹之间的团契。
And the second type of fellowship is the fellowship among brethren.
这个团契就是人跟人之间的互动。
This fellowship is the interaction between men and men.
那我们在教会里面信徒的互动，跟我去参加一个同乡会，我去参加一个什么俱乐部，这个互动差在哪里？
What is the difference though among the interaction that we have with brothers and sisters in the church compared to that of our friends or our unions, high school unions or and so forth in the society?
所有社会上的互动都是以人为中心。
Every type of organization and interaction in the world were people-based.
那教会里面的互动是以神为中心。
But the interactions in the church is God-based.
所以为什么我们称作弟兄姐妹？
So why do we call ourselves brothers and sisters?
因为我们有个共同的天父。
Because we all have one spiritual heavenly father.
所以我们在主里是一个大家庭。
So in the Lord, we are one big family.
那在教会讲什么？
So in the church, what shall we talk about?
讲神的爱。
We shall talk about the love of God.
主耶稣能够接纳的，我们就可以接纳他。
Whatever that is acceptable in the Lord Jesus, we can accept it.
那这个接纳是没有选择性的。
This acceptance is not a partial.
不分他的种族。
It is not a partial upon their race.
或者他的文化。
Or their culture.
他的肤色。
Or their skin color.
不分他社会上的高低。
Or their status in society.
然后不分他是男的女的。
Or whether it's he is a male or female.
我们在基督的爱里都可以接纳。
In the love of Christ, everything is acceptable.
这个叫做团契的基础。
This is the basis upon our fellowship.
是在基督里面的。
Which is in Christ.
那团契在做什么？
So what do we do during our fellowships?
我们看第三节。
Let us read verse 3.
请读。约翰一书一章三节。
First John chapter 1 verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you.
Okay, 到这里。说我们所看见，我们所听见的传给你们。
Which we have seen and heard, we declare to you.
那第一节是我们所听见、看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
The first verse here says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled.
所以对第一代的基督徒来说，
So to the first generation Christians,
他们聚集在一起就在讲，哇，主耶稣讲了一句什么话？
They gathered together and they spoke about what the Lord Jesus had said.
哪一部分很感动我？
Which part of God's words touched me?
哪一部分真的对我有帮助？
Which part of God's words has helped us?
就把它讲出来。
They spoke it out.
那每个人情况不一样啊，所以每一部分对人的造就都不同。
So everyone are different and everyone felt differently about the words of God.
分享对神的话的感受。
They shared their reflections on the word of God.
再来，我们分享从神得的恩典。
Then they reflected upon the grace that they've received from God.
让大家对神有感恩的心。
So that everyone may have a thankful heart to God.
也感觉到说啊，我的问题也可以靠神，因为大家都分享他的经验。
So that everyone can feel that oh, my problems will have solutions because this other person have shared.
再来就分享我们所看到神的作为。
And then they also shared about the works of God.
主耶稣在那里医了一个瞎眼。
The Lord Jesus have healed a certain blind man somewhere.
就把看到的讲出来。
And they have spoken of what they have seen.
那最后就是彼此关心。
And later they cared for one another.
你最近好吗？
Are you feeling okay?
你是不是在找工作呢？
Are you looking for a job?
你是不是心里压力很大呢？
Do you have a lot of burden in your life?
用神的话来勉励他。
They use the word of God to encourage them.
来关心他。
And to care for them.
要为他代祷。
And to pray for them.
那这个叫做团契。
This is called a fellowship.
那因为这样来做，神就会在我们当中了。
Because of doing this, God shall abide with us.
因为我们是用爱心来接纳。
Because we, with our love, we accept others.
我们是用神的话。来交通。
With the word of God, we interact with one another.
我们在灵里在彼此代祷。
In the spirit, we intercede for one another.
那这样我们信徒之间的互动就会带给我们灵性往上提升。
In this way, the interaction between brothers and sisters will bring upon us growth in our spirituality.
这个叫做扎根。
This is to take root.
我们的关系是建立在神的身上。
Our relationship is then built on the Lord Jesus.
那这个关系是打不破的。
This type of relationship will never be broken.
因为神的爱是很强的，好像死一样强。
Because the love of God is as strong as death.
那第三个。
Thirdly.
我们接着回来看。使徒行传第三章。
We return to Acts chapter 3.
42节。
Verse 42.
行的。第三章。这里第三个叫做薄饼。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42. Thirdly, here is the breaking of bread.
这个薄饼什么意思？
What is the meaning of breaking of bread?
如果我们 看几节哈，使徒行传二十章第七节。
Let us turn to several verses. Acts chapter 20 verse 7.
二十章第七节。
Acts 20 verse 7. Verse 7, now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight.
这里讲他们聚集在一起。
Here it says the disciples came together to break bread.
然后聚会薄饼。
They were having service and breaking bread.
所以聚会跟薄饼把它连在一起。
So having service and breaking bread were interrelated here.
保罗就开始讲，一直讲到半夜。
Then Paul began to speak his message until midnight.
那到底薄饼什么？这里还看不出来。
So we cannot still define breaking bread from here.
再看哥林多前书十一章。
Then we turn again to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
24节。
Verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
这里说，主耶稣在被卖那一夜，其实跟门徒一起聚集。
Here it says that the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he actually was gathered together with his disciples.
然后那个时候，拿起饼来祝谢，就擘开。
On that night, he took bread and gave thanks and broke it.
说这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
He said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you."
其实这就是圣餐了。
Actually, this refers to the Holy Communion.
那目的是什么？
What is the intention?
为的是纪念我。
You do this in remembrance of me.
那个饼从哪里来？
Where does the bread come from?
就是主耶稣打破他的身体。
Which refers to the Lord Jesus breaking his own body.
我们才有主耶稣的身体可以领受。
Only then we can have the chance to receive the body of Christ.
领受让我们末日可以复活。
So that we can partake of it, that we can be resurrected in the end time.
所以很显然，他们常常在一起擘饼，就是在纪念主耶稣的死。
So clearly, they were breaking bread constantly to remember the Lord's death.
那纪念主耶稣的死就是纪念主的爱。
So in remembering the Lord's death, they were also remembering the love of God.
那这样我们对神有一种感恩的心。
In this way, we will have a heart of thanksgiving to God.
所以有时候我们在做很多事情。
So in many things that we have been doing,
我们到最后会挖到心里的最深处， 你为什么要这样做
？In the end, we will question ourselves in the bottom of our hearts. What is your intention of doing this thing?
我们的动机是什么
？What is our motive in this matter?
那我们就发现哦，我们在社会上要让一个人做事情哦，名跟利是两个最大推动的力量。
Then we will realize that in this society, the greatest power to encourage a person to do anything is fame and money.
如果这个工作不愿意做。没有人要做。
If nobody wants to do this job,
你把他的 pay 加一倍。
You can increase the pay to make it double.
还没有人要做，再加一倍，一定会有人做。
If no one wants to do it, then you increase it by double again. There might be someone wants to do it.
为着利，有人可以牺牲家庭、牺牲健康，什么都可以牺牲。
In order to receive much gain, a person can sacrifice his own life, his family, and his health.
那有的人在财务上 他没有这个需要。
However, there are others that do not require this wealth.
对，你把他挂一个狮子会会长，一挂下去，哇，抛头颅洒热血，什么都可以做。
So you can offer this person as the head of a certain organization, as chairman, then he will sacrifice everything for that position.
名，这个要推动一个人是相当厉害的。
This fame is such a strong boost for a person to do.A particular job.
那但是当我们回到教会里面来
，But when we come back to the church,
我们只要荣耀神，没有名。
All we want is to glorify God. We do not seek for fame.
大家都是义工，没有利。
Everyone are volunteering their time. There is no benefit.
那要怎么推动
？So how do we motivate others?
没有名，没有利，怎么推动
？Without fame or benefits gains, how do we motivate others?
就是基督的爱激励我。
Which is from the love of God that compels us.
我想一人替众人死，众人都死了。
For one righteous man have died for all sinful men.
所以我们从今以后不会自己活，乃为那个为我们死而复活的主活。
And from that time on, we do not live for ourselves, but live for that Lord that died for us.
所以常常数算神的恩典。
So we constantly recount the grace from God.
有感恩的心。
We have a thankful heart to God.
对神的恩典感受越深，我们越容易。越容易投入来侍奉神。
The deeper we feel the grace of God, the deeper we can be motivated to repay God's.
而且会做得很快，很喜乐。
And we can joyfully do the work.
因为我是在感恩。
Because we're doing all this in thanksgiving to God.
我要讨神喜欢。
I want to seek for the favor of God.
所以使徒教会他们常常在一起都是在感恩。
So the apostolic disciples they gather together to give thanks to God.
纪念神的爱。
To remember the Lord's death.
这个就是教会推动圣工的动力。
This is the strength and the power by which the church can motivate church holy work.
把这个拿掉，用社会的原因来推动人做工，这个教会就变成社会了。
If you take this factor out and you use a factor from the society to motivate others to work in the church, then you're secularizing the church.
所以人要有动力来服侍神，要从最深处砸在神的爱上面。
So for a person to be greatly motivated to do the work of God, our faith has to be taking deep root in Christ.
那是自动自发的。
This comes from the inside naturally.
那是以神为第一的。
This is placing God as number one.
那一种侍奉是谦卑的。
This type of servitude is a humble one.
是有力量的。
It is a one that is full of power.
是感动神的。
It is moving to God's heart.
是造就人的。
It is edifying to man.
我们再回来看第二章的42节。
Let us return to Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
最后说祷告。
Lastly, it refers to prayers.
圣灵是活水的江河。
The Holy Spirit is a river, living water.
当我们很深入的祷告，整个社会、整个教会被这个活水流过去的时候，会有很大的改变。
When we devote ourselves to deep prayers, then the whole church, will experience the flow of the, living water. Then we shall all be changed.
有时候我们常常参加一些教会的会议啊，在讨论宣道工作，大家觉得很无力感。
Sometimes we attend meetings regarding discussions about how to evangelize, and everyone feels so without strength.
要怎么带慕道者？
How do we bring truth-seeking friends?
你可以办活动的时候一大堆，但是要带他来教会，带不到几个。
We can hold many activities that as many as we want, but it is hard for us to bring friends.
但是来到教会要怎么让他信？
And when they come to the church, how do we ask them to believe?
所以很多人就觉得很无力。
So many people feel so helpless.
但是我们回到圣经来找怎么做。
But when we come back to the Bible and find the answer, what to do?
以西结书四十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书四十七章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
第八节。
Verse 8. Ezekiel 47, verse 8. Then he said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed."
这里说哈，英文叫说它的水得到医治，中文说是，水变甜的。
In the English version, it says the waters are healed.
本来一个人的心里很痛苦啊，现在圣灵一流过去，哎，很喜乐。他会再来啊，他下一次还会来啊。
For a person to feel so deeply troubled in his spirit, this person's heart is healed, and then he will come back again.
因为劳苦愁烦的人很多。
Because there are many of us who carry so much burdens and anxiousness.
在教会里面，那个神用喜乐的膏来膏他，他会再来的。
When they come to church, they experience the anointing of joy by God, and then they will come again.
那到了第九节。
And then when we come to verse 9,
这里说流来的水必有极多的鱼。
And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live.
第八节哈。
Verse 8,
第九节哈。
Verse 9,
这流来的水必有极多的鱼。
There will be a great multitude of fish.
水一来，鱼就来了。
Because when the water flows, there will be a lot of fish.
所以这个整个教会祷告到被圣灵充满，你发现了圣灵就感动，有牧道者自己走进来。
So when we continue to pray in the Holy Spirit deeply, then the living water will flow among us, and the Lord will move the truth-seeking friends to come by themselves.
那很多的信徒就很巧合就遇到很多的朋友，就在愿意跟着来慕道。
And a lot of our brothers and sisters will coincidentally meet with a lot of friends and ask them to come to church, and they will come to seek the truth.
到了第十二节啊。
And when we come to verse 12,
这个果子啊，每月结果。
On to both sides will grow all kinds of trees every month.
这树啊，每月结果。
These trees will bear fruit every month.
我们就可以看到，原来结果不是这么困难。
So we can see that actually bearing fruit is not as difficult as we think.
就是心的最深处要让活水流过去。
Within the deepest part of our hearts, we have to allow the living water to flow through it.
所以怎么让我们教会结果？
So how do we let the church bear fruit?
有更丰盛的生命，表现基督的形象。
To have the abundant life of Christ, to manifest the image of Christ.
让更多人能够归入主的名下呢。
To let other people come and be baptized into His name.
要往下扎根。
We have to take deep root.
第一个。
Firstly.
遵守使徒的教训。
To continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines.
第二个。
Secondly.
彼此团契。
To have fellowship with one another.
第三个。
Thirdly.
常常感恩。
To be thankful at all times.
Fourthly,
to pray and to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
158首。
Hymn number 158.
我们最后祷告完唱副歌，这首的副歌。
We will also sing the chorus after we pray.